The setting moon was a white ball on the horizon in a charcoal gray sky. Night was showing its face and the clock was tick-tocking. The thoughts made my head so dizzy that I could see things in a slow motion. It almost was like a trauma that was developing inside my chest, some empowering fear to impress the atmosphere of the environment. It was like walking in a pool full of water, no oxygen, with the smell of the near death. "Damn it! Who was he?" I said, with open red eyes. It was like someone was telling me to yell, but at the same time holding my throat and strangling me. I ran to my house, inhaling and exhaling like a hell full of fire. I burst into my house. Everything was in its place. "So, he didn't take something from my house?" Suddenly, a knocking sound came from my basement. The fear inside my chest began to arise. My breathing became shallow. My heart was beating like a drum. I went to the kitchen to find something. I opened the cabinet. Nothing useful. I opened the drawers. A knife! I took it and slowly started to walk towards the basement door. Almost tiptoeing. The basement was the least important place of my house. I wouldn't visit it even once in 10 years. The damp and dark atmosphere of the basement made my heart beat even faster. I could hear its beating. I did my best to be focused and be aware. "Is there anyone there?" I said, with a shaking and trembling voice. No response. I walked a little bit forward. The shelves of the basement was full of boxes. In one of the boxes, I found a flashlight. I wished it to work, like it was my last wish of life. And it worked. A narrow light in the big basement full of stuff. First, I pointed it to my right side. Nothing special. Some boxes full of bottles. I pointed it to my left side. Suddenly, a box moved and a shadow appeared. "Damn it, Casper!" Casper was a stray cat. A black one with ragdoll breed profile. "Shoo!" I said with an angry feeling, but at the same time with a relief of fear. Because I thought that the sound was from this cat. I sat and breathed deeply. Damn, is it the end? Can I be calm again? Still, my heart was beating like a hammer, nailing my chest. Like it was representing this is not the end, and the bad news will come by. And it came. A laughter. A cruel, ferocious laughter came from upstairs. I tensed my fists on the knife and ran towards the stairs. The stairs were like 10 miles away from me, but I got there. One by one, I took my legs on them and went up. "Who are you?" I yelled from my guts. When I got out of the basement, no one was there. But an incantation could be seen on the wall. "Soon, you will have a date with death," was written on the wall with red letters. I was shocked I looked frozen. My glance on the wall was unblinked. The incantation was fading as my life was fading. Why these things are happening to me? My phone rang. Slowly, I put my hand in my pocket and brought the cell phone out. It was the officer. I needed to go to the police station to fill some forms and answer some questions. Still, feeling shocked, I picked up my coat and went outside.